Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the daily reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So, grab a cup of coffee. Cozy up like we're by the fire and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Numbers 7, Psalm 42 and 43, Song of Solomon 5, and Hebrews 5. And I remember some years ago, I was leading video ministries at my former church, and I was filming one of the volunteers doing the announcements, or at least trying to film, until I remembered, after a brilliant take, that I had forgot to press record. In that moment, I began to rip myself to shreds about how dumb I was and such. The volunteer, who was a dear friend and an older sister in the faith, had the Holy Spirit rising up within her and snapped into action. And through her, the Spirit rebuked me for agreeing with the enemy's narrative about myself and for disregarding my true identity in Christ. It was a landmark moment for me in my walk, as I then realized that I was not well acquainted with the truth about who I was in Jesus. I was still bound to the lies that had reverberated in me for years, and that began the freedom story of finding the truth and experiencing it setting me free. The words we speak to ourselves matter. In today's reading of Psalm 42, I was stirred by the internal struggle and drama that we are invited into as the psalmist shares the depths of his innermost being. He shares of his desire for God, but also the pain that he is deep in as he writes, "My tears have been my food day and night. While they say to me all the day long, where is your God?" There's a sense in which those in his inner circle are trying to convince him that he is alone and God has abandoned him. Sometimes when we are well acquainted with the trouble of the world and the pain of the human experience, we can be tempted to think that God is not here, that God has left us to fend for ourselves. The world tries to encourage this false narrative because if God is truly absent, then so is their accountability to him. But we know the truth, right? Well, the psalmist didn't. Well, at least it appeared that way as we evaluated the state of his spirit. His soul is downcast and in turmoil. That sounds like the soul of someone who doesn't know God. But really, he paints a great, authentic picture of what it means to know God. It means to battle the flesh with the spirit, to combat the lie with the truth. It means to be the friend to yourself that you desperately need in painful times, the one who says the truth that is easy to forget. God is for you, despite what the circumstances say. God is with you, despite what your feelings think. God is your hope and worthy to be trusted. He will not forsake you. The psalmist knew it, but he didn't. Why are you downcast, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. He decided in that moment that the truth of who God is, the truth that he knows, and what God can and will do was going to be greater than what he felt to be true in that moment. Both are realities. Neither are to be disregarded, but one is to be in charge. He gave himself a halftime speech that would propel him to finish strong. He doesn't shun his feelings and disregard them completely. He just tells his feelings that they are not in charge. He says, "I will hope in God. I will praise him." What lies may you be believing about yourself these days? What would a loving friend come and tell you if they knew what you were thinking and struggling with? Okay, so now decide to be that friend. Be that friend to yourself that you need and speak truth to yourself to shake you from the grips of the lie. And you will know the truth and it will set you free. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that reminds us not only of the stories of those that can connect with us, that we can relate to in their pain, but your word that ultimately reminds us of what's true, of what's true about who you are and who we are, of what's true about our identity, Lord God, the unshakable truth about being loved by you. Lord God, we thank you that as we go through life, Lord God, that we don't go through it alone, that we know that you are always with us, that you will never forsake us, Lord God. And as our feelings try to take the wheel, Lord God, would you help us to remember that we have the power of self-control, self-discipline, to tell ourselves what we will do and choose today that we will hope in you. We will trust you. We will praise you despite how we feel. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that is another episode of Five by the Fire. Head on over to 5bythefire.org and let me know how I can be praying for you. I'd love to be in prayer for you guys specifically about some things, all right? Subscribe, rate, share. You know what? It just hit me. Hey, if you don't want to put your prayer request on a live, you know, podcast, go ahead and shoot me an email. Arman@unshackledenetwork.org. That's arman@unshackledenetwork.org. I just want to pray for you. So let me know how I can be praying for you. Subscribe, rate, share, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.